Born on America's darkest day of 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been helping America's heroes ever since. When a first responder or military service member doesn't come home and young children are left behind, Tunnel to Towers pays the mortgage on the family home to lift the financial burden. For severely injured veterans and first responders, Tunnel to Towers builds mortgage-free smart homes, enabling severely injured heroes to move around their homes more independently. Through the Foundation's Homeless Veteran Program, Tunnel to Towers is providing housing and services to homeless veterans. More than 3,300 were helped last year alone. Because all veterans who honorably served, whether in peacetime or war, deserve our nation's gratitude. People who put their lives on the line for our country and our communities need your help now more than ever. Join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good and never forget 9/11 or the sacrifices of this country's heroes. Donate $11 a month at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2T.org.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Team Buck, welcome to the Freedom Hut, Monday, February 28th edition of the program. And my, oh my, it's amazing how the science changes just in time for the State of the Union address. New York getting rid of its vaccine mandate, its mask mandates, other places getting rid of it. Congress getting rid of the mask mandate indoors. All of a sudden, they're dropping all this stuff away. Almost like it was political all along. We all should have seen that. Many of us did, and we're not going to forget anytime soon. Plus, continued fighting in Ukraine. A lot of talk about how maybe Putin's crazy. I think not. I think we need to be very careful about underestimating the Russian bear. We'll discuss that one, and then some thoughts maybe about CPAC. CPAC weekend, Trump speaking there. Being down in Florida last week, I got a lot of thoughts, which is, I guess, why I do so many hours of radio and podcast, etc., every day. But, you know, tax season can be taxing, see what I did there, on your identity. Because all your personal information is in one place, getting emailed, shared, and possibly exposed to identity thieves. Tax forms can be like one-stop shops for ID thieves, which means it can be dangerously easy to steal your identity. Protection against identity theft is easier with LifeLock by Norton. LifeLock by Norton helps monitor your info and alerts you to potential identity threats. And if you become a victim, a dedicated U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it during tax season and beyond. No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses, but you can make sure your identity theft protection starts here. Join LifeLock today and save up to 25% off your first year by going to LifeLock.com/buck. That's LifeLock.com/buck for 25% off. That's a great time to get this going. LifeLock.com/buck. You will get 25% off. I have LifeLock. I've had it for years. I've had to use LifeLock when stuff has happened to my identity. So trust me, you want to have this, and you don't want to wait until it is too late. Go get some. And now, the mask mandates are a dropping, and they expect you. See, I'm going to focus on what's going on here at home because I think that is the most important thing for us right now. The mask mandates are dropping, and they want you to believe, as if we're all a bunch of idiots, which a lot of libs who have been double masking outside alone while worshiping their little Fauci statues, they aren't very bright. And they kind of know that somewhere deep down, but they keep suppressing it. They know deep down people like me and many others on the right were right. They don't want to think about that, though. They'd much rather live in this fantasy land. We're so smart. We listen to Fauci. Fauci's great. Fauci's like, I'm the smartest. I'm the leader of all the smart people doing our smart things, you know, standing apart from each other at least approximately somewhere in the vicinity of 3 to 6 feet, maybe 10 feet. I don't know how it would translate to meters, but something along those lines.
They thought they were really smart, and now we see that they're changing all this stuff as fast as they can in time for the State of the Union address, which should be called the State of the Dumpster Fire, because that is what the Biden regime has been so far. But here is Kathy Hochul, governor of New York, who just announced, oh, yeah, no more mask mandate in schools statewide and no more indoor mask mandate, getting rid of the vaccine mandate. I only had to get one shot. I'm very proud. I only got one shot, and I got the least annoying shot because it wasn't a series, right? So, and it also wasn't mRNA technology. So I got the bare minimum to be able to continue life here in New York and fought as long and hard as I could to not have to do any more than that. It was all so dumb, folks. It was dumb. I got COVID anyway. Didn't matter. Oh, you would have been so. No, I would have been fine even without the shot. But anyway, here is Governor Kathy Hochul saying there's no connection between her announcement hours before the State of the Union address and the State of the Union address.
No, it has to do with when the CDC came down with their decision and the fact that on January 25th, I saw when the numbers are trending downward. I did say after that winter break, which just ended today, that we'd be assessing this. So absolutely no connection. But I will say they have been pounding on this for months and months and months, even when our numbers were at 23% infection rate. I mean, they did not want us to look at the data and listen to the experts. And so I'm glad, you know, we didn't pay attention to that at all. I knew I would not be swayed by any political pressure or the winds of change out there. I was just focused on the data. And that gives me the comfort now to know at this date, because of the way we approach this, science-based, database, listening to the experts, that now is the right time to do this.
Database, science-based, listening to the expert. Yeah, please, give me a break. Almost tossed my cookies on my shoes just hearing this crap from her. You got to be kidding me. We were never going to move based on the politics. Sure.
Sure. No way, lady. I mean, they want you to believe that? They actually, by the way, they do. They think people will believe that. They also now are doing this thing of the problem here is that people are sad because of COVID, not because Biden is awful at his job. They're sad because COVID scared them so much. What they leave out of this is the obvious recognition, or what should be the obvious recognition, of COVID was magnified as a tool of political hysteria by the Democrats. And now they say, oh, we can't even control it. People are so freaked out. They freaked them out. CNN with their death counter on the screen for months on end while Trump was president. The constant headlines, another wave is coming, another wave is coming. Mask up, get your shot. Did that do anything? Did that do anything? What a disaster these people are. What a bunch of idiots rule over us in this era of COVID. Don't forget that. And King of the Idiots, really should be a T-shirt with Joe Biden's face, King of the Idiots. Here he is, Joe Biden, saying people are psychologically unable to feel happy. It's not that he's a bad president. Play.
There's a phenomenal negative psychological impact that COVID has had on the public psyche. And so you have an awful lot of people who are, notwithstanding the fact that that things have gotten so much better for them economically, that they are thinking, but how do you get up in the morning feeling happy? Happy that everything's all right.
But how do you realize how awesome everything is when I'm telling you it's awesome? You're saying it sucks, but I'm here to tell you, no joke, it's awesome. Doing great stuff. We gotta keep going. You gotta just keep, you know, listening to me. I'm gonna try to stay awake and not speak gibberish, and you're gonna realize how awesome everything is.
No, that's not how it works, buddy. Sorry. That's not the way this is going to go. I know they want us to believe this, but we're not going to, because it is absurd. Absurd. They were wrong about everything, basically. I mean, you can really get away with saying they're wrong about everything. They're wrong about how well the vaccines would work. They're wrong to mandate them in the first place. They're wrong about masks. They're wrong about social distancing. They're wrong about
2 weeks to slow the spread. They're wrong about lockdowns. They were wrong about wash your hands a lot. They're wrong about wear gloves. They're wrong about hand sanitizer. They were wrong about wash your groceries or Lysol them or whatever. Wrong, 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 wrong. All over the place. So much wrong. Don't let them slither away from this now. Oh, wow, it's kind of crazy. Who could have ever known? So weird how this happened. I had no idea. Oh, my gosh. You mean maybe mask mandates, when you look at the data, didn't do anything? Yeah, that's right. For 2 years, I've had these idiots pounding on me online. Oh, look, you want grandma to die? Morons. They're morons. They were wrong. Those people walk around, I'm wearing a mask. I'm so terrified because Fauci told me to. It's pathetic, isn't it? Yeah, I know. There's a part of me that's like, oh, there's a feeling of relief. But I also want to say, what is wrong with these morons? We got to hold them accountable. We can't let this go. Look what they've done. Here on SNL over the weekend, Saturday Night Live, which is allegedly a comedy program, but it's really a political propaganda program that makes occasional jokes, 90% of which are entirely unfunny. But here they did a whole sketch where, you know, they're trying to make it socially acceptable to come to the realization that people like me, and those of you listening to this, were right all along. So they're trying to just do this whole soft pedaling of it. Oh, yeah, you know, I guess maybe we should have here. Play 16.
It's like COVID's not over, but it's just going to stop. I don't know how I feel about that.
Yeah. Oh, you know, that reminds me of this article I read.
Oh, honey, no one wants to hear about that.
Well, it was in Bloomberg, and I thought it was interesting.
What article?
Well,
honey.
It was just saying how mask mandates had, I don't know, little to no effect on COVID. I'm sorry. It's not like I'm anti-mask or anything. I just sometimes wonder if any of the things we did actually helped.
Gina.
No. We can talk about this incredibly complicated and emotional topic.
It's actually not complicated. Mask mandates didn't work. We have all the data. We ran the experiment for 2 years. Didn't work. There is not a single place in the country they can point to where they did work when they actually compare it to a place where they did not have a mask mandate. County by county, side by side, state by state, side by side, regional, mask mandates did not work. I was getting throttled for months on Twitter and Facebook over this stuff. I had PolitiFact write a fact check of me on this. Do they ever feel badly? Do they write an apology?
Hi, Buck. We're sorry. We're idiots and you're smarter than us.
I mean, that would be nice. It'd be a good start, but they're not going to. I don't think, producer Mike, they're going to do that. But they are idiots and I am smarter than they are. That's reality. That's why they're fact checkers at PolitiFact. Give me a break. But I'm sorry. I'm not letting this stuff go. I know we're supposed to go, oh, yeah, our freedom's back. Still had a mask up on a plane yesterday. Still had to walk around the airport with a mask on like an idiot. Think about what they're making us do. If Fauci said everyone had to walk around in a chicken suit, you know, for safety, the chicken suit will protect you from touching hot things with your fingers and add additional cushioning for your bottom in case you fall downstairs, wear a chicken suit. You know, like a big yellow chicken suit. I don't know. Something like that. Would you wear a chicken suit? I'm guessing the answer is no. We wear masks in the airport, though. Why? Because they say so. Pete Buttigieg. Yeah, you know, I worked at all these fancy places like McKinsey and went to Harvard, and I'm so smart, and I'm the transportation secretary. I would love to debate Pete Buttigieg on masks in airports. Mind you, it is a mask up between bites scenario with impossible enforcement that has never been shown to stop a single case of COVID and certainly has had no change in the curve of any region of any part of the country. These people would get annihilated if they had to debate these issues. Annihilated. That's why they never do. But they just want you to walk around with your chicken suit on. Walk around with your bicycle helmet in the airport. What do you mean? You could fall and hit your head. Why aren't you wearing a bicycle helmet in the airport? Why do you want grandma to die? This is what they were doing. Like idiots for months. For months. And 2 years, actually. You can tell I'm not done with them over this. I'm not done. They deserve humiliation and they deserve repudiation. And that needs to happen. And those of us who can will continue to stay on this. I will never let them get away. In whatever way I can, I will never let them get away with this stuff because it was absurd. They should be ashamed. They're just not very smart. And they think they're so smart. Ukraine, we'll talk about it for a couple minutes here, and I'll come into it in a second. Are the Ukrainians kicking Russian ass, basically? Is that what's going on? I mean, that's what you're getting a sense of right now. We'll talk about it in a moment. You've heard me say what's happening in our cities to police is a disgrace, caught between hostile activists, those that fund them, rogue prosecutors, liberal media, and misguided political leaders. Progressive policies have resulted in wrongful charges, thus facing unimaginable pressure and financial burdens. The Law Enforcement Legal Defense Fund at policedefense.org educates the public on the risks and threats associated with being an officer today, and they raise funds to support police financially burdened as a result of being wrongfully charged. They can't help without generous support from people like you. Go to policedefense.org, see what they're doing to support our heroic officers and their families. In an era of defund the police, learn about defending the police. Use the simulator, see the types of decisions police must make every day on the street. It's time to stand up for our men and women in blue. Help today at policedefense.org. That's policedefense.org. All right, Russia, Ukraine, it's so hard to know what's really happening on the ground there. There's a tremendous amount of misinformation flying around all over the place. One thing we do know, though, is that the sanctions regime that Biden has been pushing here with European allies is going to be insufficient. And we need to learn a lesson here about producing as much fossil fuel as we can. Meanwhile, here is Jen Psaki saying just absurd nonsense.
Energy sanctions are certainly on the table. We have not taken those off, but we also want to do that and make sure we're minimizing the impact on the global marketplace and do it in a united way. I would say that the congressman's recommendations there, the Keystone Pipeline was not processing oil through the system. That does not solve any problems. That's a misdiagnosis of what needs to happen. I would also note that on oil leases, what this actually justifies in President Biden's view is the fact that we need to reduce our dependence on foreign oil. On oil in general, and we need to look at other ways of having energy in our country and others.
Yeah, no, she's crazy. I mean, this is what the Democrat Party is now. We need to just use. It's not we need to create more oil, or rather, produce more oil. It's that we just need to figure out ways to use less.
Ride a bicycle. Fossil fuels are evil.
Hurts us in a situation like this with Russia. I'll talk to you more about the war and what's going on the ground tomorrow. So went a little long today on the COVID restrictions thing. Plus, State of the Union tomorrow, State of the Biden dumpster fire. We'll get into that, and maybe I'll play some audio from my CPACs. The Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been helping America's heroes and their families since 9/11. Hero first responders and service members who serve our communities and our country. Those who die in the line of duty or are catastrophically injured. Veterans who fought for our nation's freedom only to return home, fall in tough times, and become homeless. Heroes like Buffalo, New York firefighter Jason Arno and his family. Arno was killed while protecting his community, battling a warehouse fire. He left behind his wife and a young daughter. In their darkest hour, Tunnel to Towers provided Arno's wife and daughter with a mortgage-free home. The foundation lifted a financial burden, enabling them to stay in the home where they made memories with their hero. Join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good. Support the families of America's greatest heroes. The families of fallen first responders like Jason Arno, plus Gold Star families with young children, catastrophically injured service members, and homeless veterans. Donate $11 a month at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2T.org.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
That's it for today. Shields high.